Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Houston Element Podcast. My name is Missy, and I'm your host. And today, I have the pleasure to share time and space with another one of Houston's finest collective. If you don't know, you will know. You do know now. The one and only Forever Baby.
Hey, I appreciate the introduction. I really do. Shout out to everybody from Houston, Texas. South side, north side, east side, west side. I'm from the north. Yours truly, Fifth Ward Baby. But Houston, we love y'all. And we up next.
Well, thank you for joining us today, man.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate you. I'm really glad to be here. I'm too excited. I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm too excited.
Oh, there's no such thing. There's no such thing, man. If anything, I'm the one that's about to, like, go to the bathroom in my shorts right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you asked me 5 years ago, would I be sitting with some miraculous local artist like yourself? I'd be like, no, get out of here. No one would have time for little old me.
That's
so
real.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I'm so honored to be here. I feel like this would be very big. And for artists out there, for new directors out there that I know, people that want to be comedians, this is a place to be. I will book with the Houston Element and give me a podcast done ASAP. You'll be somewhere. Probably not today, but maybe tomorrow. You'll be somewhere for sure.
I mean, I have to say, and I'm not trying to brag about all the incredible people that I've gotten to meet so far, mm-hmm. including yourself, but throughout this podcast journey, I've seen these artists that are already established come on, you know, already got a name and things like that. And then, like, the minute the episode is over, or like 5 minutes after even what you're even shooting, it hasn't even aired yet. They're really like, oh, I'm going to go be going to this city. I'm going to this city. Yeah. I'm doing this show. And it makes me so proud to see you guys grow as right. we're doing this. So real. I'm honored, man.
Real. I appreciate it. I really do.
So for those that are still catching up, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
It's a lot of us. My mama had a lot of kids. So I'm not going to say the number. Y'all know how many brothers and sisters I got. Y'all know we all out here. I want to say big shout out to I call him my big brother, even though he's my baby brother, because he always keep his head on straight. And he act like a big brother, because if I ever need to call on him or need him for anything, that's some big brother responsibility type stuff. Shout out to Joe. Shout out to Kayla. Shout out to Mari. I come from a background where my mom was a clubber. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got into music.
Mm-hmm.
She was a cheerleader and, the dancing, it just came. She was a cheerleader. So music hit me maybe 7-8 years old. And my father is big around the area of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And his friends were more like, they was gangster men. I just gotta say that. They was gangster men.
Yeah.
And when they knew that, oh, your son be rapping? Make him freestyle for me. I give him like $5-$10. Then I was like, oh, wow. I'm just saying some stuff really that I know that I can think of that just sound good.
Yeah.
And I know these guys finna give me money for it.
Wow.
And that right there just sparked. It sparked. And I was only 8 years old. So from there, it was like, dad, your friends coming? Such. And I always wanted to spit some music for them so they can hear it. And I always spoke on something different. I'm not a gang rapper. You know, I come from that, but I don't feel like that's necessary. I rap about the stuff that's meant to be rapped about, like why we can't get a 1099 or, you know, why he had to shoot him knowing that, you know, a lot of different things. Because sometimes we forget that we are human,
mm-hmm.
and that hurts. I really feel like Tupac sometimes. I feel like he died so I can come here. They say, one person dead, a baby was born. And I feel like when they pulled the plug, I was born on the same day he died. And it got to change either now or ASAP, not later. My background is difficult. That's another reason why I'm glad I came here. Like, a lot of people see me as a hoodlum or criminal. I don't want that, you know, entitlement. Mm-hmm. I want to. Like, bro, I got a heart. I'm real. I sit there and talk to you. I know I probably got an ugly face. I'm not mean. And I just show a lot of love. But I come from that. I picked up rap dealing with my father. That's what really pushed me. And rest in peace to D Bando. He very big in Houston. I don't know if you know D Bando, but
I know Bando. I don't know if that's the same artist though. He's a Latin artist.
But he from here though.
Okay.
And he do like overseas shows and stuff like that. But he just recently passed, and that was my way in. If I had to listen to my father and them when I had the chance, I'd probably be further than I am now. But I was hot-headed and young and stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I only got to chill with them for the little time that I did have, probably maybe like 6-7 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me so much. He showed me how to shoot videos, how to direct my own music, how to actually dialogue my lyrics. Like, you can write it, but there's a certain, like, you can act it out too as well because you put it on paper. So it was like a lot. He literally left me a blueprint. He taught me how to make like 5K a day using Amazon Cartel, these different little sites and stuff that I can do drop shipping and certain things just to teach me how to accumulate funds to take care of the music. Because, you know, doing music, this stuff really don't pay the bills.
Right.
But if you wanted to pay the bills, you would do certain things to make it happen. Like right now, I've been out the game for at least, I want to just say like 1 year and 6 months, because I do a lot of shows. It's been 1 year and 6 months, and I took time off because I had the wrong circle around me. And that's what this new tape finna be about. So we'll get into that later on. But I had the wrong people around me. I didn't have like people to tell me, stay away from this and don't do that. You can make it here. And I didn't have that until he left.
Mm.
So when he left, that's when I started meeting different other artists. Sauce Walker, Fifth Ward JP, Young Al, D Flowers, OTB Fastlane. Shout out to all y'all, because if it weren't for y'all, the city wouldn't be hot as it is today either. And OMB Bloodbath. Free her, because she took me under her wing too. And she didn't even have to. And those are the people that I cut off to try to be selfish and do it my way, but it didn't work like that. And now I know, you know. So for a lot of y'all out there, man, with this music, we're independent artists for a reason. You don't need a team. You just need a support system. And if you want to make it, you gotta start by yourself. Can't have friends. Just like the producers. The producers don't got friends when they mixing and mastering. They in there one deep by themselves, and they get very successful at it. They get more clientele, and they actually become successful because they be by themselves. So that's my secret to a lot of artists. If you want to make it and be like Forever Baby, I stick to myself. I got friends here and there, but when it's time for this, I cut everything loose. I got kids too. I cut everything loose because this is important to me. And whatever's important to anybody out there, take care of what's important first. That always supposed to be the first thing. So, yeah, that's what my background like. I really had it tough. But that's what got me in the rap, though. My old man, Joe Johnson. And he don't rap. He don't rap. He listened to, like, Street Military and Ghetto Boys, A-Ball MJG. He jammed all the old school people, though. So that's where I think I really got a lot of my rap skills from, too. Well, the history of it. Wu-Tang, Old Dirty Bastard. Them the people that I grew up listening to. And that's what made me dive in even further. Yeah.
I'm guilty of listening to a lot of rap from the 80s and the 90s. You know what I'm saying? But that's why, you know, this podcast has blessed me with opportunity to not just get to hear new music, but really get to sit down with you guys also and see what is the new artist thinking of? What is the new creative path and things like that?
Ooh, honestly, I'm going to just go and tell everybody, forget it. Not the same as my album / EP. I'm going to consider it an album because I'm going to put more than 8 tracks. So, this album, the cover art, Creativity, a lot of people don't probably remember or recognize the old Tupac Machiavelli cover. I do.
It
was Tupac on the cross.
Yeah.
I want to be on the cross, and I want it to look exactly like me. And instead of it saying Machiavelli on the side of the Bible, I just wanted to say Holy Houston. And basically, yes. I'm going to bring something different. On each and every track, I got a movie clip at the end. For track one, it set it off. When Frankie dies and asks, what's the procedure when you have a gun? Okay. And then I have Juice with Tupac where he talking to Q in the hallway. Man, it's going to be live. It's going to be a movie, literally.
Okay.
So after every song, there'll be an end of a movie clip that tells a part of my life. But I'll also give you guys, it's like, I would say, like a message, you know? Yeah, it's going to basically relate a message for you guys after the song is over with. Yeah. So hopefully this one blow. I think this is going to be my big one to keep me being consistent, because I got a thing with being consistent. I feel like consistency, people will steal. You know, you keep running up and down the court with the ball, eventually it's going to get stolen. So I'm not big on consistency. I love time and taking it. Patience is a virtue with me, so I like to take my time. But this tape going to be big, though.
You mentioning tape and album in particular gives me the goosebumps, man, you know, because I've talked about this with other artists, you know, and I was like, I love an EP, you know what I'm saying, but I really love an album especially. And you talking about wanting to go theatric with it, taking your time to make a story out of it. It gives me goosebumps, man.
Me and Juice just recorded Saturday my last three tracks, and then I got two he got a mix, and then we
Ooh.
I'm trying to be like Kendrick. I really want a verse from Kendrick, low-key. I'm on that type of style, like that Mad City to Pimp a Butterfly type. I'm on that because he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And he come from, you know, Blood and Crip background. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't even realize that Kendrick really was a Compton, you know, knucklehead.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to elevate and just take his time out to get in a dictionary, build his vocabulary, I love it. Because he make black people look good.
You know.
That's my thing.
I like that you mentioned that.
We don't got too many of them. That's like the young version of Tupac to me.
Yeah.
No other artist, I'll say it, most of these artists trash to me.
Mm-hmm.
I name drop, but I don't want to because I don't want to throw away my career.
Right.
But we got to do better as black men.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching The Godfather. Men are not allowed to make mistakes. Women and children are. No disrespect to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, come on, as smart as we is and as strong as we is, like, we supposed to be the most dominant species on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Literally like God. So the way they take it with this rap game, I feel like I'm the savior.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got the cross on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the industry got this. You know what I'm saying? So y'all see me coming. I'm forever baby. You know, they got Da Baby, Lil Baby. Then, you know, forever baby. I'm on my way. So I feel like it got to change a lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a movie, though.
Man, I can't wait.
I swear, I'm not lying. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't think he was just that fire. God.
So is this particular next project, is it about a specific story or is it about a chronological?
It's about a specific story. If you want me to break it down to you.
Absolutely.
I got signed to a label in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2010. Bala Music Group. And we were friends. This guy, I'm not going to say no names. He very famous now. Like, he rich.
Mm-hmm.
And he in the game right now. He didn't offer to help me out, but I didn't want that type of help. You know the type of help. Where I come from, when we ask for help, we really want help.
Right.
We're not looking for no handout, but we want help. Like, show me the ropes. But you didn't want to do that for me because you feel that I might be more dominant than you at what you do. So now I got to teach and show a lot of people before y'all think that y'all... And there's no features on this album. No features. No features.
Wow.
And I'm trying to really make an example. Like, let me show you young kids and let me show people that still do want to be older than us. Man, y'all can go make a whole movie on y'all. That's what it's really going for I'm going to teach them, like, even with the words, like, words are powerful. I'm going to show y'all how to make y'all own movie. This is going to be, like, a real live movie because when I shoot the videos, each and every part of the ending, I'm acting it out, but it'll pertain to the song.
Okay.
So, it's deep. My friends, they did me dirty. I got a background. I did some things that I shouldn't have done, and I did time for it. I was convicted. And basically, I thought they'd always be there.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them money. I even took out the time. And I'm staying with my grandma at the time. So it was like, I did that. Mom's like, you got to go. You can't be here with mm-hmm. that. I got to send you somewhere where I know you're just going to be safe.
Right.
My grandma could get to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my best friend. Literally, let me smoke in the house. You don't got to go out there to your friend. She showed me different,
mm-hmm.
which I raised my kids like how my grandmother raised me because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have or be outside with your friends all day. They can come over and y'all can chill, just be respectable and positive. None of that negative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up on that and I started doing it so much. Everything started fading. It's like the love started fading. The handshake started fading. And I was showing so much love. That's what I think it was. Like, I done did so much for them. They didn't experience so much happiness. Now they could just leave. I didn't, like going to Six Flags for your first time. Man, we just went to Six Flags with Forever. Oh, my Lord. Then I done took y'all to Six Flags. Now y'all gone on me after the second day. We were supposed to go to the pool after that, but they don't want to go to the pool. But y'all got with me when I took y'all to Six Flags. And y'all enjoyed y'allself the whole night. I took care of y'all. Y'all didn't need for nothing. Y'all parents went there. Mm-hmm. Y'all come from the streets for real.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really was with y'all. Y'all actually was out there doing the things that my mama would kill me for doing.
Yeah.
And I saw that and was like, man, I'm already hanging around it. This ain't who I really want to be.
Yeah.
And I had to wake up. It hit me. Boom. I dropped like a mixtape. We call it mixtapes back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2012. This one, Spinrilla, was hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped a mixtape on Spinrilla. Forever is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm making this one not the same. Because the first one was Forever Not the Same. I put a couple of my friends on the track, and later on down the future, it did some numbers. I think I made like $253 off of it, and that was it. And I took it down, and my friends were like, man, why you take the song down? Ooh. I was like, man, I really ain't see too much of nothing from it. Back then, if you'd have posted a song back then, like 2011, 2012, you're supposed to get like $2,000-$3,000 off of 10,300 some views. I wasn't feeling it. They weren't feeling it. They were like, man, what you should do? I was like, man, I'm going to start all over. That was a rough draft, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We put out a rough draft.
Mm-hmm.
I see how to do it now. Two, I see y'all really not feeling it. Two, y'all using me.
Mm-hmm.
So let me separate myself. I took off from the music. I started just dropping singles. And I started hanging around, like, rappers that actually trying to make it. Like D-Flowers or D-Bando, Young Al. I just sit in the studio, watch them. Or I'll be around the producers like Juice, Black Keys, V12. Shout out V12, man. And he one of the biggest producers in Houston, V12. Him and EQ, both of y'all. Y'all got my stuff sounding. I sound like I'm supposed to be in the industry already. And that's what I'm big on, man. You don't need no friends, man. Love is stronger than fear. You feel me? Love is stronger than fear. You don't need no friends, man. Because it's going to slow you down. When you go to work, you ain't got friends. That's your employee. So you treat him like an employee. This is my friend, though, y'all. We're going to turn up. The Houston Element, man. Yes, sir. Shout out to them. Big shout out to them.
And thank you to Forever Baby and all the other artists for making it possible that we can keep doing this because y'all are the realest.
Yeah,
for real,
yeah.
Man.
Y'all is. No cap. No cap.
Now, I feel you on that, man. Like, it's hard to have friends in this industry. You might have a friend, but friends, plural, is...
Not even. Well, you're right. A friend, and that's the producer.
Yeah. Or the engineer. Like your road team, your studio team, your production team, you know. These people end up becoming your friends and your family because you spend more time with them than anybody.
You know what's crazy? You said it. It become your family. Mm-hmm. I cut out so many of my friends and the ones that I thought I could call on. I'm glad that family is very important because I forgot about that as I was making this music. I was like, man, I know I got a brother. I know I got an uncle that's tired of working and doing such and such. Mm-hmm. And I know I don't work a job. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businessman. I own 3 different businesses, the Shea Enterprise, La Stars LLC, and I got my little waist trainer thing. My girl got me in the game. You know, I sell products for women, makeup, eyelashes. I'm trying to get me some scooters, like the little scooters, but I want my own brand, and I want to build my own. I want to save so much money, so I want to build my own scooter and then try to bring it to somebody's attention and see if I can sell it.
I have one request. Well, 2. Mm-hmm. Put spinners on it, number 1. And 2, if there can be like a little space to put a boom box on top, like I'll ratchet strap that thing on there. Yeah, a boom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm thinking an ice box. Like if you like take it to the store and just want to put your little soda in there while you ride. Because I know it'd be hot. And I rode on a razor before.
Oh, yes. So, that's cool. I can e-tape my little Bluetooth speaker on top. You know what I'm saying? You know,
normally, people got the ear pods and stuff.
Yeah.
So my mama ride bikes. Yeah, y'all know about my mama. My mama was a big bike rider, man. She ride bikes. I forgot her biker name. I'd have shot at y'all, but y'all know the Black and Pink crew. You know what I'm saying? But my mama bike rider, and she got that stretch. She got the, like, you know, it's the regular bike, but the wheel stretched. I'm like, man, mama, you... But she want to be young, man. Shout out to my mama, man. I love her.
Respect to Forever Baby. Miss Forever Baby Mama. Okay? And to all the mamas.
Nah, for real. Shout out to all the mamas, man. Shout out to all the mamas, man. Without y'all, it wouldn't be no world.
No lie. No lie, man. So what has been important about this new recent project that you've been doing besides, you know, keeping the story and then you got the plans for theatrics? Like, anything important with the kind of instrumentals or effects that you like for the songs?
Shout out to Hallelujah. I'm the third person with the most B-packs from D-Bando. So most of this EP will be his beats. So these beats will probably never be heard again or come out again unless I do drop them on the song. Man, it's gonna be sick, man. I hope I don't hurt a lot of feelings. I just want to say that. I don't mean no harm to none of my old friends or peers, but I do want y'all to know that this album is dedicated to me, my feelings, but I also dedicated to y'all because y'all made me this, and I just want to let y'all know that. So y'all can't go to feeling no type of way. All of that. Y'all turned me into this monster, man. Y'all did this. It could have been, you know what I'm saying, peaches and cream. But instead, y'all just wanted peaches and left me the cream. But now I got the cream and the peaches. And it's up. And this is going to be big. I really can't just give them much because they going to hate it. They going to hate it. Like, in the inside. They going to love it, you know, but they going to hate it. They gonna hate it, cause they gonna hate like, damn, I lost a good soul. Literally, like, and one of them boys called me or need help on a song or need any studio time, I'm there. They need a producer, I'm there. Now it's like, can't do it no more, man. I tried so hard. And then I was passionate about it. They could see it in my eyes, I was passionate about it. We'll fight about it. Y'all know we'll fight about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into an argument. They want to talk about money, this, that, and the third. Man, look, if we're not going to do this, we're not going to do this. Watch how I do this. And they just couldn't follow protocol. You know, some people don't want to believe in other people's dreams, and it take something like this for them to understand.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm trying to do. Like, man, it could have been better, but you guys wanted something else. which is cool. I'm not mad. But don't get mad once I drop this EP or this album. I'm just going to call it album because it's going to be more than 9 songs. Once I drop this album, ain't no, can I just get a feature? I just told him, man, I'm 500 for a verse, 250 for a hook. Plain and simple, that's for friends.
Yeah.
I can't do what I was doing back then because it got me nowhere. And yeah. Once I started moving, now I'm going places, man. I be seeing different people. Man, it's crazy. I ain't going to even tell my secrets. I've been dibbling and dabbling.
Yeah.
And got so much help from the others that I thought would never be my friends or would want to see me win because they already winning. Man, I was wrong. They literally opened their doors like Walmart and was like, these are the prices, just, you know, take care of us and we gonna take care of you. And it was that. Like, if my partners would have been on that type of time, this EP probably would have been spectacular for all of us, but it's not. And then what's crazy, we started off as a group and now we all just, we just scattered. We started off as a group.
Yeah, I know how it is. I started off this project with two other engineers and I had to restructure the whole kitchen because they had to go on a different journey and that's totally fine. I respect it, you know, but like you said, they weren't hungry. They weren't serious.
Yeah.
You know, art is fun. Art is beautiful. Art is expressive, but it is real work. You know what I'm saying? Nobody just wakes up and is Picasso. Or Forever Baby, or Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put in the work to become what you see in the mirror.
Nah, for real. And I had to start telling myself that every day. Two, I had to get out of a circle that's doubting itself. Mama say, if they ain't trying to come as hard as you, don't rap with them. And it took me a long time, man. I even wrote it in a song. And I said, my family keeps saying the same damn thing. Why I won't never change? I keep rapping with these dudes that don't want to do a damn thing. I said that in the album.
Yeah.
Track 4, that's GBR, Glock Bandana Rider. And I am half of the songs is going to be kind of feminine for what women could feel where I'm coming from. That's mm-hmm. why I use Set It Off. And that's why I like that one. That's why I spoke on that one first, because Frankie, Cleo and I forgot the other girl name, but those three girls was in Set It Off. They went and robbed the bank. You know, they stood by each other's side. Like, you know, they did it. And it took the other people to separate them. That's what I prefer. I don't prefer us just fall out because you want to do it like this and you want to do it like that. And that's never been helping us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, put your pride to your side. I'm on Young Al album too. I am young. Shout out to Young Al, man. I really appreciate that because I never thought that I'd ever be on a famous person album. He famous to me. He famous to y'all. I mean, a person with 164,000 followers, and you know, he big in the city of Houston. Done did so many things for the city of Houston. Done gave back. Got his own drink. Man, Young Al, bro, I love you. I'ma just keep it a stack, man. If it weren't for you, man, I probably wouldn't have no doors open. And I probably wouldn't be sitting in this couch either. Young Al, thank you, bro. He gave me the game. The flow, the lingo, how to punch, how to, like, punch in on a key. Not mm-hmm. fight, but, yeah. Because, you know, people from my generation will be like, oh, he taught him how to punch? No, not that. Punch in, like, on the keys, on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, shout out to him, man. For real. This shit is going to be super big. Shout out to Juice too, man, because he made it super big, man. Shout out to Juice, man. Juice, my boy, he know that. We like Bonnie and Clyde. I'm Bonnie.
I have a nickname for him. I call him the helicopter boss, okay? Because you heard of the term helicopter parent, which is like a parent that really helps your kids to like get to the top. Well, he's helicopter boss, you know what I'm saying? Because he took a chance on me as an engineer. Gave my podcast a home, you know, like really came in through clutch, you know, got faith in me when I don't even have faith in me. He's just like, look, it's okay. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And that's the kind of people you need to keep
around.
I love
you, Juice. Nah, for real. And my boy. And my boy. We do need more engineers like him. Mm-hmm. And Juice ain't gonna... One thing about Juice, not even to just be talking about him like that, but it's not just about me, y'all. It's about the Houston Element and Forever Baby. You feel me? This, we're a team. We locked in, y'all. Juice, every time I record with Juice, it's never a sick day. Like, he probably won't even go blow his nose.
Yeah.
He be sitting at the computer. I be like, dude, you want to smoke? You want to chill? You want, like, you cool? Man, I'm good, brother. But I'm gonna take care of this. I be like, dang, I love that. I love that. If I could just put my rent up in here, I will. If we didn't have to pay rent, my rent money would be going. I'd just buy my kids clothes for the rest of the year, 365. Probably put like $500 on some fresh clothes for them to wear for the rest of these 12 months. And I live in here and probably put my rent up in here with Juice. $2,200 I spend up in here every day with Juice. On the first, I come pay my rent up in here and drop like 4 tracks. Me and Juice gonna get it done, man. An hour and 30 minutes. An hour and 30 minutes, man. He mixed 3 songs, master 1. And I was late. I was like, damn. I ain't never seen that happen.
Yeah.
This is my go-to guy.
Yeah.
And that's when I found, like, yeah, this home.
Mm-mm.
Every song I made from Juice, people was static with it. Oh, man.
Nah, he's a wizard, like, on some Merlin shit, like, for real, dog. Like, nah. I'd be trying to shadow him one time, and he's just like, burp, 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 burp. I swear he's on a sewing machine. I'm like, golly, man.
I tried that, too. I tried that. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to even mess with him. I even sat, like I had a whole block. Because I'm going to get a block with Juice. Mm-hmm. So I could just chill with him. And yeah. I like to be... And when I come to the studio, I bring me and my kids. Well, mm-hmm. my son. And we be watching. Because I want my son to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when he get a little older, he going to do my music. He can mix and master me. But he hard, man. And... He don't rush you off. He not gonna just let you have no any type of messed up verse. Mm-hmm. If it's something that's messed up, like I played on the phone. Like I just recently did some stuff, played it on the phone. Man, hold on, wait. Hold on. Let me hear that. Man, what? I think I messed him up. He went on the computer and I'm goddamn, Juice. Shit sound good, bro, but he right, though. He's a producer. If mm-hmm. he feel like it's, you know, I go with the flow. I know he'll never fail nobody. Mm-hmm. So for all y'all out there that really want some real work done, man. Juice.
And I always see, you know, because he has his own family, too. So I always see whenever he does sessions, he's always like, look, it's family environment. Bring everyone that makes you feel special. Because if you have people that make you feel special, you're going to deliver special work. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And having your family close by when they come out and seeing how happy they are and how proud they are. They're like, my dad or my mom or my sister just did that? What? Like, it's a real moment, man.
Yeah, man. He got a daughter, wife. I love it. When mm-hmm. I first met Juice, bro, I fell in love with him. Because I know this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I literally got music branded all over my skin. So this is life right here. Music is life. How they say Bob is life, music is life. And Juice one of them ones. This project finna be one of them ones too. And I'm just so glad to be here, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm glad to be here.
Likewise, man.
I feel like somebody sitting in this chair right now with the Houston Element. Oh, man.
You already somebody? But
yeah.
now you are been indoctrinated into the Houston Element podcast family as well as the AV recording studio family. So be prepared to have a stalker now at your concerts with the camera, with the 90s VCR talking about, look at him. That's my friend. That's my dog. That's my dog. I'm like, you know, finding all the media people like, no, excuse me. I got to get it. Thank you. Yeah, because your girl's got a roaming reporter rig now, so you better watch out. She might be coming over to your show, doing some behind-the-scene footage interviews, so be ready for that.
That'll be live, man. Yeah, man. Shout out Houston Next, man. I got a big show coming up with them, too. And Mic'd Up Tuesdays. Not this week. It's next month, though. August 16th. that's a Wednesday, you guys. Man, I will be up. I will be out. The album drop August 28th. That's my brother's birthday, too. Shout out to the Virgos, man. You know, I was born on the day Tupac died, so... Yeah, shout out to them Virgos. I love y'all. No disrespect to all the other signs, but I feel like we the ones that's going to actually get the city right, get our people right, and get the population of the world under control. I love my Virgos, man. They might say a lot about us, but we some strong, independent, tough, not going to stop telling you the truth, guys and women, man. I love them. I love y'all.
And that's, then, like you were saying earlier, you know, like you've been through some things. Yeah, you had some fallouts with some bandmates, friends, other people in Houston. We ain't going to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, obviously you had a purpose greater than all of that. Everything that happened has led you up to this point. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
I want to thank God. I do it all the time. Because literally, man, I know where I could have been or where I could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God. I see friends. I just lost a friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yesterday, Lil B, one of the top little shorties in Houston. And for anybody that go back and watch this interview, we ain't never had no static or none of that. We had a phone call. We talked to each other like, man, it was love. And to this day, I can still say, bro, I love Lil Bro. He was cool. That was my 7402 partner from Wesley Square. That's where I met him at, Wesley Square, behind the bricks at a Shell's gas station. And yeah, man, I just lost a friend due to some, you know, and that sucks. I ain't gonna sit here and
my condolences. Front. I'm sorry. But, you know.
I ain't expect it either. It just came out of nowhere.
That just means that, again, the purpose is...
And then oh, man.
These streets are getting harder and harder every day for a pimp, you know what I'm saying? I don't just mean that as, like, the literal, like, metaphorical, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but every chip, every time somebody tries to chip at you, it makes you stronger. You know what I'm saying? They say if you lose enamel in your teeth, you don't get it back, but whatever you do have, you can make stronger. And that's what you're doing.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying?
Right on. I be feeling like I need therapy sometime, but I feel like this was what I needed. I just needed to get on a podcast and express myself, get to let the people know me more, and push my music thoroughly. That's my goal. That's what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my achievements is literally make something out of nothing. And what I mean, like, something out of nothing, I literally want to establish, like, they don't make CDs no more, but I like CDs, and I still go on Walmart and buy CDs. So I want to walk in Walmart and see my CDs still on the shelf. You ain't got to buy them. When you walk in Walmart, you still see my CDs on the shelf. And when I walk in Walmart, y'all be like, that's him? Yeah, grab you one. That's me. Grab you one. So got to think big. I heard that from a pimp, you know what I'm saying? I heard that from a pimp. He said, think big. And ever since then, I've been thinking big. And he was a trash pimp, too. He was a trash pimp. Like, he was one of them pimps that was old. And now he walk around with the basket picking up trash cans.
Oh, man.
But he real, though. Mm-hmm. And my girl, she make food for him. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Like, after everybody get their plates, I fix him a plate and I slide down the block. Like, because he be down the block from where we at.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring him some food. I sit out there, smoke a couple squares with him, chill. And that's it. Probably get him a beer. But this homely dude, man, he's so humble. He make me feel like I live at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah.
Nah, for real. I got a nice house. Mm-hmm. It's just him, though. He changed me a lot, too. And to see that he don't have nothing, and he still... treat a person that got more than what he have, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything is cool with no worries. Like, Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, for real, like, dog.
I was like, man, I wish I could just clean you up and take you to the block, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe you could talk to some of the homies, but then if I do that, it's always war. One of my friends today just told me on the phone on FaceTime, man, before you get in the interview, let them know. Make peace before you make war. Please tell them that, bro. Make peace before you make war. So he watched a movie. I don't know what movie he watched. And he just come telling me this stuff. Day one, ENT, Savage. Shout out to Savage.
You never know who are going to be the people or the things that inspire you until you give them a chance. So to just say, well, I'm going to wait for Elon Musk, or I'm going to wait for Time Magazine, or I'm going to wait for Bill Gates. They're great. They're doing their thing. But I feel like they have plenty of pools they can go swimming in. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to fill that pool up with some people we haven't talked to yet, invited yet. You know what I'm saying?
I think they scared to do that because there are people certain. All right. Now, we know Michael Phelps could swim. Mm-hmm. But if Michael Phelps go get some swimmers, they might outswim the best swimmer.
Yeah.
The most gold medals. I wouldn't want nobody to have more gold medals than me either. But a lot of us got to stop thinking like that, which I'm not saying that I would think like Michael Phelps just because I got a gold medal. I wouldn't think like that because I feel like now, with the mindset that I have now, I feel like I gain more. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't think like, oh, if you put a person on that's bigger than you, you'll lose. They think they gonna lose. Nah, not metaphorically speaking. If you utilize your mind right and your soul and your feelings, you might gain. Let that person, like my sister. Oh man, she prissy as I don't know what, but when she do her thing, I let her do it because I know she very smart and we gonna get some money out of the situation.
Yeah.
So I don't walk over her toes. Basically, like, I let her take lead.
Yeah.
If it's a team captain in the room, let the team captain. Don't try to be no ball hog. Let the run the play. You don't run the play, you're going to lose. So, I feel you right there. I doubt, though, Elon Musk will let a lot of people in the pool. He'll probably let a few. And then look at a couple others like, nah, they probably think they going to better me. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting them in the pool.
I had an experience where an engineer told me, and he looked at me in the face and he said, I could pour all my knowledge about audio into your brain, but I still would not be concerned about you being better than me or taking my gigs. Now,
it wasn't an insult, though, right?
No. It wasn't an insult. Okay. Like he was saying it, just kind of like how you were saying. He's like, look, you know, I don't have to be insecure about you getting, you know, established. We can both be established. Yeah. That's what I took away from him. He's like, we can both eat. You know what I'm saying? But like, just like every artist can be successful, everybody's got their own style, their own thing that they contribute. You know what I'm saying? I could go in the booth and try to lay down some bars, but I'm never going to be Forever Baby.
Right.
Like I could be Missy, but I'm never going to give that Forever Baby vibe because that's only something specifically that comes from you. Because your music is what you feel.
And you're going to be okay with that, though.
Exactly.
You know you're going to be gaining it.
Exactly.
Well, see, a lot of people, I don't understand where they heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it be the coffee. I know a lot of my folks. If y'all don't know, black folks drink coffee. Well, first thing we do in the morning, we're going to brush our teeth, turn on the news, get some coffee. Sugar in the coffee. Lots of sugar, too.
Same with the Latin people, man. I'm telling you, coffee before anything. You know what I'm saying?
No, for real. And, man, that's crazy. If Juice had a label, I'd sign to him. I'd probably become one of his artists.
Yeah.
If he had a label.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd sign with Juice. Not because of his engineering and his mystery mastering, because of his leadership. Like, if I know I recorded this somewhere else and did it how I did it, I know Juice would probably coach me through it. Like, hey, man, I see you just went and did that with such and such. Now, let me show you how to put this over here and do this like this. And he ain't gonna be pressuring me.
Yeah.
Feel me? He gonna talk to me like a homie or a friend, like a cousin, and it's gonna be so cool. I signed with Juice if he had a label.
Yeah. You don't need 20 Quincy Jones. You don't need 20 Elon Musk, you know, things like that. No, because then it's kind of like, it's boring. We can all eat. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna get a plate. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be the exact same. If you want mashed potatoes and the other person wants mac and cheese, that's okay. It's still starch, baby. It's still gonna fill you up. It's still good.
Not for real. Stop looking at the plates, man. Just look at the simple fact that you got a meal.
Okay.
I be trying to tell all my youngins that, like, look, he got a thigh, you got a leg. Man, it's still meat. You can put some hot sauce on it. Both of them is going to taste the same, bro. It's no different unless he got mild and you got spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, man, y'all shouldn't be having no beef over no food because everybody going to eat. And that's what's my biggest problem. And that's my fear of getting in the rap game. I feel like once I start eating, a lot of turmoil going to come behind it. That's why I'm actually taking my time with it, too. I don't got time. I know who I am and I know what come with me. Mm-hmm. So, for future references, I'm not making no tracks about none of you artists. I could care less about what y'all got going on and how y'all got it going. My music pertains to what's going on in life and how people do their agendas. Sometimes it gotta change. Not no sometimes, it gotta change. Our agendas gotta change. We can't wake up every morning with anger on our mind. We can't wake up every morning thinking that it's bits and gravy. I tell my kids, like, this year my kids ain't gonna have Christmas. Why? Because I feel like the kids in Saudi Arabia ain't gonna be having Christmas. And that's just me. So I told my kids, I'm like, hey, man, this year we gonna go give other kids gifts. And I just wanna see how y'all take that, man. My son was like, we're gonna go give other kids gifts? That's cool. I was like, yeah, but you're not getting none. And he's 7 years old and he know this.
Yeah.
And he like, Dad, that's cool. We finna go give other kids. I'm like, all right, bet. Now I see what type of child I got. I gotta groom you more. Maybe you can help the world before I do. Or during the time of you coming up while I'm trying. Because I'm gonna get old. Daddy gonna get old. So you gonna have to do something. And I wanna be a governor too.
Yeah.
Of this state. But I don't wanna do it right now.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Let some of that dust get out of there. No lie. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real.
But it's in the works. It's in the works.
Yeah, maybe after when I'm like 45. I got a long way to go, though. I got like till 2055 till I'm 45, y'all. It's only 2023. I'm young buck.
So you were mentioning about some live shows that you're going to be doing later this year.
Yeah. Houston's next. Mic'd Up Tuesdays. I got Promo Slim, Nonstop XX, and those are the biggest shows that I be doing right now. And those big shows, I want to open up for a few artists that didn't ask me, but no thank you. Maybe later in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know who y'all are. Right now, as you can see, if y'all, I'm post the interview, so you guys, I love y'all. I appreciate the opportunity, but I want to try and go in a different direction, and that's why I'm doing this interview now, so I can just show them that I'm coming back with a different mindset. I don't even want to talk to nobody. I'd rather just talk to you. You feel me? So now, when I come back, this not going to be my only one. Man, I might have one the next week coming up, so y'all be on the lookout. Because I got a lot to talk about. And I don't want to talk amongst the streets.
Because
that's how a lot of gossip starts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk amongst no family members. I want to talk amongst the money and talk amongst the business. And they'll see that I mean business because I'm here and I'm speaking about it. So it's no more games. I don't want to be dibbling and dabbling out here. I'm strictly business on business.
It's a fun job, but it's still a job.
Oh, yeah, it's fun for sure. But it's still a job. I got to pay the bills. And I got to figure out a way for this to pay the bills, which I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's under control. This probably going to be big because this is my second interview.
So is there any plans for shows after the release of your new project coming out?
I want to take a trip. But my girl's scared. I want to go out of the country, though.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot about Peru,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make some music in Peru.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak a little bit of Spanish, like saying certain things like to females, like, yo te amo, señorita, tu bonita,
mm-hmm.
chica. Like, you look good. I love the way you know what I'm saying? I could say certain things, but I'm trying to figure it out. And I got a homie that I went to Bel Air High School too, by the way. Bel Air High School. Shout out to Bel Air High School. Shout out Clark Glover. Shout out Nick. He was my foreign exchange buddy. And he's from there. So we chop it up every now and then. He's out there now that we old. Like, we're in our 20s. And he gone. So I don't got my boy with me no more. And that was like my motivation. When I do come to the studio, and man, he called me from there. Man, you got to come down. And he act like he from here, but he from there.
Oh, wow.
And it's live. It's just different. Like that lingo, that native tongue he got. And then he from Houston and he went back home. I want to go there and make some music. I love that auto tune. I love all of that. He let me hear it all. And I'm like, yeah, I got to get out there. I want to go to Peru. I don't want to go to Brazil. I don't want to go to no Hawaii, none of that. I want to go to Peru.
I mean, South America is where it's at,
yeah.
Y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Paraguay in the house, okay? You know,
yeah.
That's another place you got to stop. If you're going to stop by Peru, you got to stop by Paraguay, Paraguay.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little Eminem in South America, you know what I'm saying? But it's live, and we got something in there that's going to change your world. It's called Chipa.
It's a bar.
If y'all don't know, you're going to find out Chipa.
It's a bar?
No, it's actually a kind of bread, kind of snack.
Oh.
It can be really dense and hard, kind of like a cracker. Or it can be very soft, like a biscuit. But, yeah.
It's,
if you go to Peru, stop over in Paraguay and get yourself some Chipa.
Paraguay.
Thank me later.
Okay.
Thank me later.
Okay.
Okay? And let me know, because you can probably stay with some of my relatives, because I'm related to half of them over there.
Cool. Not for real. My boy Nick Chores.
They'll be like, oh, one of your friends is coming over. That's totally fine. Tell him, come on over. It's okay. Tell him we're making this and that.
Man, Nick Chores, and it's spelled... It's Nicholas Chores, and it's spelled Chores, C-U-R-O-O-S, Chores. So I'm like, bro, how is that Chores? It's like churros. You know, it's Chores, man. From Peru. I'm, oh, man. I can dig it, brother. I liked him. World Geography. That's what we met, World Geography. Ever since then, that's been my boy. He wanted to make the basketball team. He didn't make it. I did.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep him around, due to me being a good basketball player, I was popular in high school, so he had that pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, you best friends with the point guard, dude. You good. So
yeah.
He could sit on the bench next to us. You know, he'll give me a towel, talk to me. That was my boy, Nick. We graduated and everything. Yup, my boy, Nick.
Oh,
Nicholas. Shout out to Nick.
So we got the new album about to come out. We got some shows coming up. We're talking about international travels kind of things.
Yeah.
What else are we talking about doing here soon?
I want to start me a basketball team. That's my business venture. I'm finna get married in December.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm finna get married in December. I ain't dropping a date on y'all, though. But I will have the invites and stuff ready. My baby finna be on the way. Baby Callie. Yes. It's a girl. She'll be here either August, before the tape drop. She'll be here. So I'm in good hands, y'all. I'm in good hands. The tape almost complete. Just got to do a couple mixes. The tape will be out. The baby going to come out, then the tape go pop. You feel me? So I'm expecting a win-win. Everything should be big. It should be immaculate. It's going to be super. But yeah, my basketball team, Forever Kings, that's the name. My plan is to utilize the money that I do make from the music and the shows, because I actually get paid. I have an LLC for my name, and I do have a label, but I don't have no artists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for to sign nobody. I'm just trying to let people know, hey, I got something established, and I did this by myself. I want to go around. I'm going to make my own flyers on Microsoft. So let me teach y'all. Y'all get on Microsoft, make y'all own flyers, or do y'all own contracts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go around passing them out to different parents in different locations. I got a couple churches. I didn't grow up in a church house, but I do love God. I had to find out who he was on my own. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you want to go to church, you can go to church. I know a couple churches that I played ball for during summer when I was young. And I already then asked around and, you know, they like, yeah, man, if that's your dream, we'll lease our gym to you so you can train. But I want to do 10 to 17 U. Again, the basketball name is the Forever Kings. And, yeah, man, I want to try to build a lot of different young ethnicities. I'm not just going to speak on my kind because it ain't no just no Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. I don't even know why they come up with it. That shit put a label on it. All lives matter. So if you Chinese, Hispanic, Guatemala, I don't care if you're from Honduras, El Salvador, Cuba, Hawaii, Europe, Russia, Germany, you could be from Antarctica. If you come to Houston, Texas, and you come talk to Mr. Forever, Forever Baby, the young hot one, I will lead your child, your son, in the right direction. I don't want to do girls because I want to roughen them up, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to take these boys and show them that they can do more. And it's bigger than just the basketball. Basketball comes with learning. It comes with sitting down, listening. You know, that's a big skill set. If you can sit down and just, you know, listen, comprehend, and soak in game. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to do. I want to try to get a lot of young men together. Mm-hmm. Like different races. I know for a fact I'm not finna have, cause I'm not finna just get no two black childs and then the rest of the team, no. I want a piece of every part of the world with me. And I wanna see how I operate. Okay, this is how y'all do what y'all do, okay. And I wanna show them the game. I wanna show them how to respect the game of basketball. And I'm gonna utilize basketball like the tools of life as well. Basically, show them like, hey, you could dribble all day, but eventually you got to pass. And basically me stating that, that's basketball. You could dribble all day, but you got to pass. Coming to the real world, when I'm saying that, man, you can grind as hard as you want to all day, every day. But do know, with this grinding, you got a team player on your team. Look out for them one time. See if you could swing something they way. That way you won't have to grind as much because a team is a team. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no iron team.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So.
No. You know, even if you are like a solo artist, you know what I'm saying? When you go out there on stage or when you go out there on the road, you're bringing your instrumentalist, you're bringing your DJ, you're bringing, you know, your road crew, everybody with you, you know? So, I mean, yeah, you are the talent, undoubtedly. You know what I'm saying?
Kobe.
But without that stage, without that DJ, without those backup instrumentalists and things like that, you'd just be playing in the grass a cappella.
Literally.
So respect your team.
With a triangle. Ding. Thought that I was the one, now I'm number two. Ding. Thought that I was number one, I'm number two. Ding. That's exactly what you'd be on stage doing with a triangle. That ain't it. That ain't it at all. I feel for everybody, though, because the game got to change, man. I love music so much. Music is the most powerful thing. That's why I feel like I'm in this zone. Like I feel like music is its own comfort zone. Like music can make you jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
And you know you don't want to jump off a cliff. But if you playing some heavy metal and you see, I know I can land somewhere though, and I won't break a bone in my body. You finna turn the music on. You finna run and try to jump as far as you can to jump the cliff. Like, music is big, and for people to utilize it to create cruelty and evilness, bro, it hurt because, man, we ain't gonna, all of us gonna be dead, man. Y'all keep rapping all that stuff. Y'all rapping, man. Rap was supposed to be fun, man. That's why I mentioned the artists that I mentioned earlier. And that's another reason why I'm getting back into the music game. Because they done took the fun out of music, man. What happened to the Tribe Called Quest's, you know what I'm saying? Relax your mind, dog. Electron. Like, come on, man. Electric relaxation. Like, I don't know what these guys on, man. All this, I don't know. I don't like to talk down on nobody, but y'all know. And I done been around y'all, bro. And it's crazy, bro. Y'all just got to elevate it. Y'all got kids, too. That's the sad part. Y'all got kids. Y'all got kids, and y'all got friends that got kids. So That's the big thing, man. Kids with an S on the end. There's so many of them out here. Why y'all keep wanna deteriorate their mind? But it's all right. Forever Baby coming to save the day. I'm telling you, this finna wake up a lot of these kids. They gonna be wanna follow in my footsteps. And don't get mad. I'm just trying to build them up for the future. Cause we need the future.
Not all heroes wear capes.
But, yep.
You know what I'm saying? Some of them wear headphones. And sing in a mic.
And got lots of tattoos. I'm sorry.
But that's just another form of art. Sorry, not sorry.
Nah, for real.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, man.
Yes, ma'am, man. I really appreciate it. I feel good. I was blessed to be here. I feel like this is going to be big. Also, I will be back. Talk about different stuff, more stuff. Have fun. Turn up.
And I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, man. I'm just so glad that I was able to come here. It's ridiculous. I feel like I just made $1 million. For real. For real. The price, what that boy Fat Jack say? All the way up. The price just went up. You feel me? Nah, for real, the price just went up, though. The price just went up. Shout out Houston Element. Shout out Juice. Shout out Y'all Real 3 God. Shout out my wife. Know what I'm saying? If it weren't for her, I really wouldn't be here either. She got the kids. So, yeah. Man, shout out my mom. Shout out Uncle Ben. Shout out Cat Daddy. And shout out the whole Northside. Shout out the whole H2. Fifth Ward especially. Rest in peace, Lil B, Lil West. Know what I'm saying? KB, Dalvin, Brax. This for y'all, man. Forever Baby, y'all are tuning in again.
Do you have any last bit of advice for the listeners?
Play everything safe. Do everything by the books. They made rules for a reason. You can't break them. You can bend them, but you can't break them. And what I mean by bend them, you can get away with a little bitty tiny bit. But my best advice is, man, just... don't do it at all. Stay focused. This for my young crowd, because I know I got so many young artists that look up to me, and I love y'all too. Like, these kids, I don't want to consider him my best friend, but he been around me all my life.
Mm-hmm.
His son know my song lyric for lyric, and when he saw me, he was like, oh my God, daddy, that's the dude you be watching on TV.
Because
I got videos on YouTube, so that moved me. And then that's when I realized, this is real.
Yeah.
This is real. He's like, I think third grade, fourth grade, singing the whole song. Not only that one, the other ones too. I'm like, what the hell? And it moved me. And I'm like, dude, he not even in our tax bracket. But he around his dad listening to this and know the whole lyrics of the song. It moved me. And I just said, you know what? I'm doing this for the children and me. You know what I'm saying? So for nobody that's out there doing it for the kids, man, think about the kids. You making all this money, think about the kids. Especially if you got kids. This is for y'all, man. This for the young generation. I'm trying to make sure y'all straight. You know what I'm saying? This for y'all. Straight up. Forever Baby came to do this simply for y'all. I want to see the young gen come on top. Because when I was younger, I ain't had nobody to just express to me how real important life is and how you carry it. You know what I'm saying? Wrong friends, wrong attitude, wrong food. You know what I'm saying? All these things will make you feel like a different person. Stay down for the come up. You don't need too many friends. Family first, always, regardless of what y'all going through. Family gonna always be there. You know what I'm saying? And I always remember to stay down. That's all I got to say. It's for the young gen, man. Y'all hold it down. YHN to the death of me.
You heard it from the man yourself. Remember, think of the young generation that's coming after you, whether you're 34, 24, 14. Think about who's coming after you and the legacy you're going to leave behind. Because somebody is looking at you right now for that hope. So don't be stingy and give it to them.
Shout out Missy, man. Straight up. Shout out Missy, man. Big shout out to Missy, man. I advise all my fellas, all my comrades. I don't care what you do. If you selling shoes on the block, this the spot. You feel me? Come pull up. Let her know your story. I promise it'll be heard. Trust me. I came across so many different artists and people from this brand and this business. That's why I'm here. Regardless of anything else, this is the place to be. And I'm telling y'all right now, smooth sailing. It's love in the air. There's money in the air, too. You can smell it. Y'all got to get down here as fast as y'all can to get y'all story across. A lot of people hear y'all. I promise your story will not be out and not heard. It will be heard. Tap in with the Houston Element, man, for real. That's for real.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that,
no,
man.
No, for real. I mean that.
Because pro tip in live sound, there is only small venues. There are no small shows. Okay? Whether you are performing at a parking lot or in a stadium, you're the show. So if you're showing up, it's already a big show. Don't look at where the venue is. Look at who's performing, because it's about to be lit.
You feel me?
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Hey.
Peace.